It's time for Hailing the Knobs here on News Radio 840 WHS. There's Ian Bertries.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Living the dream. I met Pepe, and really, I think my life is complete now.
That finishes it up, huh? That's the bucket list. It was just, I want to meet Pepe.
I don't even know if I'm coming back to work tomorrow. It may be over. This could be my last hour of radio broadcasting after 40 whatever it is years.
Why are you saying that?
I met Pepe. You know, is there anything to top that? By the way, Pepe was in your seat and on your microphone. You okay with that?
Oh, yeah, of course. Apparently, this is the only microphone women are allowed at.
How was her beer cheese, by the way?
Yeah, this is, does it sound weird to you all?
No, it sounds great.
Horrible,
but it's
to me.
It's wobbly or whatever. Somehow, somebody's been yanking around on that microphone.
Tony Vannetti.
Oh, jeez.
You know, when Vannetti's talking, he gets animated, and then he starts twisting the microphone around, and he breaks the brace.
Right.
It's the bracket.
Horrible.
He can't help himself. It's nervous energy.
How was her beer cheese, by the way?
Here.
Was that a real thing? Did she really bring beer cheese?
She brought a bag. Let me go look. It's from Plains Bakery.
Well, I mean, it can't be too bad then. Plains Bakery, that's a spot.
I never did even
right
look
there.
At it. She came in, and Haley sort of came in early, and she said, "She's here." This hasn't been in the refrigerator for a while. You think it's okay, Hales?
What is it? Oh, it looks like pimento cheese
spread. Pimento cheese spread from... Crunchmaster multi-seed crackers. Mm. That is so sweet of her. Thank you, Peppy. She called Andy Beshear a liar, and it always makes me nervous when someone says that kind of stuff. And I just
what was he lying about, in her opinion?
Well, she doesn't think he's really all in for sports gaming
or businesses in
businesses.
Kentucky.
Yes.
Or the marijuana.
She's all in for recreational marijuana, all of it, she said. Wasn't that the phrase she used, Ian?
It was, yeah. She wants the weed, the gaming, get it done.
Bring it on, all of it. And then she drove her hoopty right up here on the second level of 4th Street Live, which I thought was brazen. She drove her car up the escalator.
It takes a special person to make that happen.
She must have done it on two wheels. The escalator's not that wide.
No, it's not that wide.
But who's going to mess with it? But she got here early.
Yeah, very early.
And she told me in here, she said, you know, I sent an email. I said, first off, I got a handwritten note from you to get on the air. And that's never happened before since 1980 or whatever. And she said, well, I sent an email to Haley and one to Will Clark. And both of them came back undeliverable. And I said, well, we're iHeartMedia. It's blah, blah, blah at iHeartMedia.
Right. And I have a difficult name, both first and last name to
How
spell.
Difficult is it to spell Will Clark?
You know, that I don't have an excuse for.
I think she sent it to WHAS or whatever.
Right. Our old emails or Clear Channel or something.
Occasionally that comes off. I wish somebody would get that off of my computer. I had our computer guy in here yesterday. I said, can you wipe out those old dumb ones that don't mean anything anymore? Terry Miner's at Clear Channel. That's gone now.
They can't do anything about it?
I don't know. No. He was messing around with it, but then it was getting too close to showtime. Anyway, Pepe, I've put you up on the Twitter machine. I'm very excited now that the Pepster is, I've met her. I know who she is. It's not a fake thing. It's not a bot.
Right. Well, I mean, she sent a handwritten letter, so it could have,
could have been trickery.
Could anyone.
So anyway, she came in here and when she brought the should we try that?
Oh, and she brought Crunchmaster chips, which are delicious.
Well, clearly someone was not paying attention when Terry just read what that was.
She was plugging in her headphones.
Oh, okay.
Shall we open them?
Yes, of course.
Let's have a snack. Pepe Martin brings you. Oh, well, those are crunchy.
They sound crunchy.
Hold them up to your camera.
They look pretty tasty, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably go good with the pimento cheese or whatever kind of spread that is.
You know, you guys know how squirrely I am about things from people.
I've heard.
Food things. I don't know why I'm that way. What's happening, Haley?
The headphone jacks on both of these are not working, so I can't hear Ian. So I'm stretched out all the way over here.
You want to move over to that mic?
No, because this is my mic. No one else can touch this mic except me, and I will feel bad if I'm not here.
Clearly, someone else has touched it and messed it all up.
I know. Both of these head jacks are fuzzy, and they won't let me hear Ian or you, actually. So that can't have that.
Just me chewing. You don't want to hear that anyway.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah. This is good radio, watching you eat pimento cheese dip from a relative stranger.
Why am I so squirrely about food that other people bring?
You have a right to be. There was this little thing that happened recently called COVID, and we were told we can't even get within a few feet of other people.
That's true.
So when strangers bring in food, it makes you squirrely.
That's nice
that.
Of you to act like it just started 3 years ago. Right. But I mean, I've been around him for 21 years and some change now, and it's been going the whole time. So COVID was not even a thing.
I'm just trying to use an excuse, Ian. Well, you're not helping me at all.
How about we use the truth?
Ugh.
The truth is what is going to set us free, and it's because Terry's a weirdo.
I am.
That's true.
I have been, and I just wonder what happened in my childhood that made me so squirrely about old food.
Well, you've told the story before, haven't you?
Food from unknown sources.
Well, but how your dad, when he worked at Kroger, they would give him all the past dated food because you had a billion siblings and all of them needed to eat. I mean, if you're consistently eating, semi-stale bread or milk that's a day or two past, you're going to want, top of the line stuff later on in your life.
I had cereal yesterday, and I know the date on my milk. It's January 29th, it's Sunday.
Are you still one of the weirdos that uses whole milk, real cow milk?
Skim,
yeah. You haven't switched over to oat milk or almond milk like everyone else.
I'm not a hippie.
Yeah. Oh, we don't do that either. We're total cow people.
You guys are the strange ones out. Yep. I feel like everyone's in oat milk now.
I like skim milk. I just like it. It's just seems harmless.
I like water that's characterized as milk. Yeah, that's fun.
It makes the cereal damp.
That's the best you could come up with. Man, I love that skim milk. It makes my cereal damp, I guess.
There's our security guy again. Just always wave. Glad to see him.
Right, yes. Come hang out with us more, sir.
We got them all beeped in now. I think we got them all set up.
Some Pepsis back in the...
We told them all.
Yeah, back in the refrigerator. All the other beverages seem to be gone, so...
I took the last Coke, I will admit to that.
Of course you did.
And I did not for even a little bit feel bad about it because, man, I wanted that caffeine.
That's what I was hoping for coming up here since I got to stick around for the next show, but I'm not drinking a Pepsi.
No, why would you ever drink a Pepsi? I'm sorry, if I'd have known I was up against you for competition for the Coke, I would have given you the Coke.
No, I would have let you have it.
Oh,
that's
look
just,
at a gentleman.
That's just the type of person I am, so that you can get your throat wet with it.
Thank you.
Do you think that people that work for Pepsi are ashamed?
No, because there are some people that are so diehard Pepsi fans that they think the Coke people are weird.
You're literally one or the other.
Right.
I mean, there's no one that's I like both. That person doesn't exist. You're either Coke or you're Pepsi, as far as the dark brown colas go.
Right.
Because there are things that Pepsi makes that I like. I'm a Mountain Dew guy 100%. I just don't like regular Pepsi.
I would argue Pepsi brands are better because you have Dr. Pepper, you have Mountain Dew. What else does Pepsi have? They have a few good ones, whereas Coke, I feel like it's just Coke and Diet Coke.
Well, they got Sprite. A lot of people like Sprite.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pepsi's got one of those clear ones.
They used to call it Sierra Mist, but I think they've discontinued that, and now they've got another name. I'm not sure what it's called.
I can't keep up with it all.
But it is interesting when someone says to you in a restaurant, and I never order it, so it'll have to be somebody who's with me, is Pepsi okay? And you kind of go, and they always roll their eyes like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I'd rather, do you have any muddy rainwater from the street? Could you go get a cup of that? That'd be better.
Could I chew on tinfoil instead? Thank you. That'd be wonderful.
It's just awful if you work there and you have to apologize for your product.
What happens if somebody says no? Like, what do you do then? Like,
I've done it. You've never done that before? You've been like, sorry, no, Pepsi is not okay with me. There are times when I want that Coke, but it doesn't, Pepsi's not the same. It's not a substitute for me personally. So I just said, nah, no, just give me a water.
It's because they went with a wimpy name. Coca-Cola is named after cocaine,
the
original ingredient.
Right.
And then when Pepsi came along, let's say we're going to make a beverage, and we need a word that sounds like it gives you a jolt. How about pep? Pep. Pepsi.
You know who would like pep?
Is that why? Pep and then C, like Spanish yes?
I guess so.
Some pep and yes.
Just trying to figure out where they came up with the word.
Yeah, right.
You think Peppy is a Pepsi person?
It would seem that way.
I mean.
You didn't ask her that, did you?
No.
Out of all the questions, you didn't ask that? Come on. That's like the number one question you're supposed to ask. They teach you that in J school.
Peppy used to work here. She was promotions director for WHAS TV and radio, AM and FM, she said.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was in the 1970s. She said Burbank was doing afternoons then. I was like, okay, that's the second half of the 70s.
That kind of, the way you put that, it kind of sounds like back in the good old days before
you got the
whippersnappers were here.
You losers took over.
I mean, we are a show of knobs, so.
Well,
two of us are, yeah.
What happened to the TikTok challenge about putting milk in soda pop? Wasn't that a Pepsi thing, too?
Ugh.
That was gross.
That was like a Christmas thing.
Put the milk in the soda pop. You mix it all up. You put the milk in the soda pop.
That all went away, right?
Oh, I hope so.
What they don't play for you there at the end of that song is you put the milk in the soda pop and you mix it all up and you throw it in the trash because it's just going to make you sick.
Good point. It's Hail in the Knobs. You're on News Radio 840 WHAS. I see Kanye went shopping in Los Angeles at Balenciaga.
Oh, aren't they canceled?
I thought they were.
He's been wearing a lot of their stuff, so maybe they're not canceled for Kanye.
Right. I think they got in trouble for having kids in their advertisements.
That's
wearing
what it was.
Like,
that's
like
what
BDSM
it was.
Outfits.
Well, wasn't it like teddy bears?
Yeah, but they said it was like S&M stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
Like they were wearing leather weird and holding teddy bears.
I think it was the teddy bears that were dressed up like that.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
But
still creepy.
Balenciaga is a international huge deal. But,
yeah,
but
right.
They took some heat for a little while, and then it gave them a lot of attention. Kind of like the M&M spokes candies.
Sort of.
They got like a day's publicity.
More than that, I kept seeing them popping up on Twitter all week.
Did you see that A&W root beer restaurants then answered?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, it's the marketing, the social media guy, is in Lexington.
Oh, no.
And he posted a thing where it made it look a lot like the M&M's thing, although he said rooty, like root beer, was not wearing pants and heretofore, and so now they're going to put pants on Rudy. And then people of Fox News, they got sucked in and thought it was a real thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I hate it when that happens. Well, we'll see. Where is it here? Rudy, anyway, it was all a trick. And of course, it was a gag the guy did making fun of the whole uproar, the fake uproar over
the spokes candies.
The spokes candies. Anyway, all right, here it is. Okay. So on Fox News, it was on Fox Business, rather, on the Maria Bartiromo show. She wasn't on, someone else was in her place, and they were like, oh no.
Rudy, the great root bear. He serves as the mascot of A&W restaurants. He's now going to be wearing pants. According to the company, Rudy's lack of pants was quite polarizing, they say. The spokes bear, quote, is a 6-foot-tall bear wearing an orange sweater. We knew people would notice, even a mascot's lack of pants can be polarizing. First it was M&M's.
It's ridiculous.
Now a bear has to have... Oh,
wait, you're crying. I mean, what is the problem?
This is the woke police. Cancel culture has gone ridiculous.
It was a gag, idiots.
We need to teach them that sometimes things that are on the internet aren't real.
What?
I know. It's crazy.
Does no one do research in advance? Make sure this guy's joking. His name is Spencer Barrett. He works the social media for multiple restaurants, apparently. And he is a, says writer at TV Source. So there you go.
I mean, he's well doing played, his Spencer. Job. Yeah, he did his job well. He got people talking about it.
And the A&W Root Beer Rudy Bear is wearing what looked like blue jeans, which, by the way, kids don't like anymore. We heard the stories this week.
Is that a thing, by the way? People don't wear denim anymore?
Correct.
All right.
The kids say no to denim.
I've noticed that. Denim is uncomfortable.
Is it because they're too busy wearing sweatpants 24/7?
I guess.
Yeah. It's like a college basketball coach.
So anyway, Kanye is seen at Balenciaga. He's wearing a German Armed Forces t-shirt. Of course, he made a lot of anti-Semitic remarks. Like, dude, let's stop this.
Right. We get it. You're a badman. You don't have to keep reminding us.
A what?
A badman. It's like a bad man, but a badman.
Oh, okay.
He's wearing big boots. They look like combat boots. And he looks unhappy. And his new wife looks unhappy. It's like, oh, here we go.
Well, how can she not be? She's married to Kanye.
But it's only, they just got married like 2 weeks ago. Is it over already? They should be holding hands. Woo! We're going to Balenciaga.
The honeymoon period only lasts 74 hours.
She looks like she's wearing like a big cape or something over her, and he's dressed like a kind of like German military. Very bizarre.
And he's in trouble because he might not be able to visit said new wife in Australia because of his views. I believe I read that, Ian, correct, on one of your stories
today. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, some higher up political people are trying to get Kanye banned from Australia. Evidently, Snoop Dogg is banned from Australia.
Oh, Snoop.
These things happen.
I think his is for the marijuana.
Well, yes, that makes sense.
Still to come, we're honoring one of the funniest baseball players in the history of the game. Also, a 7-year-old saves her great-grandmama. Details on the way. It's Hail in the Knobs on News Radio 840 WHAS. I was just listening back to Pepe Martin. She was on me a little while ago. Oh, my goodness. She's charming. She doesn't like Andy Beshear or Mitch McConnell, either one.
Ooh. Two very different people.
We've known each other here in Louisville ever since he was county judge, and I was on the executive committee
McConnell,
for the Republicans.
She's talking about
it. But always friends with Democrats. They're always nice to me. And I just generally... as a Republican, I agree, have agreed with many of the things he stood for, but I did not like the way he positioned the party to work against me in that race.
She's talking about when she ran against Paul Patton and Mitch McConnell.
1999.
That Mitch McConnell manipulated the system to make sure she didn't get the votes she did. She got 100,000 votes, she told me. Wow. I didn't look it up, but.
Right.
But that was, she didn't get many.
No, right.
And I asked her if she had the money to run for this race, and she said no.
That
gets in the way.
It's a good way to start, except the good part.
Right. Charles Booker sent out an email a little while ago. I mean, his campaign did. Folks, as you know, my race was not a conventional one. The campaign we built together was focused on reaching new voters, expanding the electorate, inspiring people. Despite the historic progress we made and the hundreds of thousands of donations we received, national support never came. That is in part why I need to ask again if you will make a contribution so we can close out our campaign and focus on the next chapter of our fight together.
Wait, so they want money?
He's still asking to retire the debt from this previous thing.
Oh, so it's not for the next chapter. It's just so he can
retire the debt. A few weeks ago, it was a pitch from the governor of New Hampshire, and she said, we won, and we're doing well, and we still have some campaign debt issues, but anything that you can contribute, we're going to share half and half with Charles Booker in Kentucky. And I was like, that's interesting. New Hampshire? What?
Yeah, I didn't know we were friends.
So now Booker's campaign just sent that out a few minutes ago, so they're looking for some money.
They must not have gotten a lot from New Hampshire.
The interesting part for me is people who won their campaigns are in debt? Could it be we're spending a little too much on these things?
Maybe. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know what Booker's situation is, except that doesn't he have a job in the Bashir administration now?
Yes. I can't remember what he's in charge of, but he's in charge of one of the cabinets.
Yeah. He's not the guy singing this song.
A-N-D-Y, Andy, Andy, Andy.
I haven't spoken with Andy Bashir in a few years. No, wait a minute. I saw him at the VA hospital. I don't know, was it a groundbreaking? Was it something? He was there, and we spoke briefly. And then his security guy kicked me in the ass, told me to get out of the way.
Yeah,
something
right,
like that.
Yeah.
It was a brief interlude.
Charles Booker, by the way, is the director of Kentucky's Office of Faith-Based Initiatives and Community Involvement.
Sure. That sounds right.
Seems like a good gig.
I don't know what it does, but...
He took over 2 weeks ago tomorrow.
That's right. It was a Friday news dump. I remember that. They put it out late on a Friday.
So anyway, Charles Booker would need some more money from you if you're a fan and you feel so inclined. And Andy eventually, I guess, will be back on with us.
I was going to say, I'm shocked he hasn't been on.
Hadn't been on for a while. And
he's been busy.
I guess so. Well, he's doing his thing. Although Pepe, when she was on, she called him a liar. You put that in the headline, didn't you?
I did, yeah, because I thought it was... That was kind of one of her things. She was going with that.
It was a striking comment. I couldn't find the part where she said she didn't have any money, but I was just listening around.
Andy Bashir, again, is a liar. He didn't know how to bring in business.
What? And then she goes on to talk about the incentives.
Is happy for government to still give big subsidies to get people to do things.
Like Ford and the battery plant.
Like Ford and the battery plant. For decades, we have bribed in business into Kentucky.
Well, guess what? Every state does that. You got to play on the same playing field as everybody.
Right.
You have to throw incentives to woo people. They say, well, I remember the UPS thing. Or was it UPS? No, it was Amazon. Amazon was going to open the huge headquarters.
Oh, that's right.
They had all the cities send packages. Well, what do you think they chose? The one with the incentives
best
and location in terms of logistics and money.
Right, of course. Welcome. Like a normal company would do.
Welcome to life. That's just how that goes. Anyway, Pepe's whole, she spent like 20 minutes with us. It was a lot of time. I gave her a lot of time on the air since I hadn't met her before. That's on WHAS.com. You can find that there. All right, now to a story that I'm not sure which state this came out of, but it's pretty awesome. A 7-year-old saved, it says, her great-grandmother.
Wow.
So if you just add 20 and 20 and 20, I don't know. Maybe, yeah, she's 60-something, we'll just say. We'll just make them all 20-year-old mothers.
Somewhere between 60 and 80, probably.
Okay, let's go. Here's the story. The 7-year-old tells it pretty well, and then the daughter, I guess, the 7-year-old's mom, fills in the blanks.
She thought, like, the car was in park, but it was in reverse, so she got out, and it's still moving, and she was trying to stop it because I was in it.
That did get the car off of her foot somehow. Like, it was a miracle because I don't know how it happened.
And her foot was, like, bleeding really bad.
She was trying to save Mariah, and here, Mariah saved her.
Be very careful and always follow your heart.
Oh, God, I love Mariah.
What a voice.
Oh, what a beautiful angel.
She articulate for a 7-year-old describing a traumatic situation.
Right,
like
and
that.
So calm.
Yeah. So obviously the thing rolled back and rolled over her foot, and she's probably screaming, and then the child says, I got this. 7 years old.
Leans over, puts the car back into park, and takes the keys out?
Yeah.
Wow.
Way to go, Mariah. Another American hero. We're going to come back in a minute or two because we have to have a little bit of Bob Uecker comedy on the air. He is 89 years old today. Probably a great, great, great grandpa. I don't know. He's still one of the funniest baseball players of all time because he was self-deprecating. He knew he was not a good player, and he made a career after baseball making fun of his career.
Gotta love it.
Hey, Bob Uecker made fun of himself. Miller Lite took advantage of it. He was an underwhelming baseball player.
Gotta love it.
He's in a stadium, and he would act like he had tickets down low. They were freebies.
You know, one of the best things about being an ex-big leaguer is getting freebies to the game. Call the front office, bingo. And once these fans recognize me, I probably won't even have to pay for my light beer from Miller.
Down it, crap! I love them. These fans know I drink light because it's less filling and it tastes great. Good seats, huh?
You're in the wrong seat, buddy. Come on.
Oh, I must be in the front row.
I must be in the front row. That's what people used to always say. I must be in the front row.
Down in front.
He made a good list. He's still on the Milwaukee Bucks broadcast, isn't he, Ian?
Doesn't I do believe he is, yeah.
He's 89 years old today. So it makes him like, yeah, the uke. Here's a little bit of him on Johnny Carson's Tonight Show in 1971.
One of them took a break, so I grabbed this guy's tuba, and I was catching fly balls in that tuba in the outfield. And, that cost me $260, too. Well, all the dents that were put in the
tuba. They find ball players for almost everything, huh?
Yes, they do.
Kind of behavior. Was your dad an athlete? I mean, where did you get your, got the physique of an athlete? Where did you get the ability?
Well, I guess I did get it from my my dad came to this country as a soccer player.
I remember.
And well, he wasn't actually a player. He blew up the balls, is what he did.
That's part of it.
Well, the big thing, I think a real tribute to my dad was the fact that they didn't have pumps at that time.
That whole low-key comedy bit.
And he did that anyway.
Yes, he did. He did a beautiful job. That would make me think that I wasn't going to get a hit that day.
Your own family.
Well, I know my dad many times would ask me, I'd be leaving the ballpark, and he'd say, where are you going to be sitting today?
One last joke.
That destroys a man's
pride. Well, I mean, you haven't even got there yet. And, I knew I wasn't going to get a hit that day, or maybe my last time at bat, I'd look in the visitor's dugout and see all the guys sitting there with their street clothes on.
Guy still works in radio broadcasting.
Happy birthday.
It's our, or do we own WTMJ in Milwaukee?
I'm not sure
if that's ours or not, but that's like the HAS of Milwaukee.
Yeah,
and so they carry the Milwaukee Brewers games, and old Bobby Uecker's 89. Because everybody saw his name trending today. They're like, no, not Mr. Baseball. He's okay.
He's fine. He's just celebrating a birthday.
All right, rock on. We'll see you for the Friday show tomorrow. We must be in the front row.
It's bad, you know.